Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Battier has a wide open receiver. Touchdown, Isaiah Satania. Busted coverage for Auburn. And a 24-yard score for Satania.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sean McDonald with the call on ESPN. Major breaking news in the world of college football. Femi Abebefe, what do we got as it concerns Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, the Heisman Trophy market, etc.?
Yeah, this is a massive one. John Mateer of Oklahoma suffered a broken bone in his throwing hand, his right hand, and that happened in the first quarter of the Auburn game. This is according to ESPN's Pete Famel. The estimated timeline, Mateer needing surgery, is about a month. And John Mateer right now over at BetMGM is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy plus 700. We discussed this in depth at 340. We're going to get into it some more now, but obviously didn't know this was happening at 340 when we're talking about it with John Mateer, but he's set to have surgery tomorrow in Los Angeles. And right now we're looking at about 3 to 4 games missed for the Heisman Trophy favorite, which pretty much knocks him out of this market. You can miss one game, maybe 2 games. You miss 3 or more, you're done for winning the Heisman Trophy. So massive news, which we can talk about from a betting standpoint as well. But John Mateer out for at least a month with hand surgery on his right hand.
And for everyone that's watching and listening to the show live right now, whether you're on YouTube, Twitch, on the radio, wherever, Odyssey app, however you're consuming the show, BetMGM is making it legendary right now by having John Mateer still listed as the Heisman Trophy favorite. I'm on BetMGM right now. Mateer is the favorite right now at plus 700. He's out a month. Oklahoma tweet, this is not like an unconfirmed report. The University of Oklahoma put out a press release with quotes from Brent Venables that Michael Hawkins is going to start and Mateer underwent surgery and he's going to be out like at least 3 games. He's the favorite at BetMGM plus 700. So there has to be a betting opportunity here. Femi, what is that betting opportunity? What should people do right now? Like, don't wait, do it now.
Right now, it's something I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, and it's something I said at 340. Right now, you should be betting USC quarterback Jaden Maiava to win the Heisman Trophy. He's not the only person that you should be betting, but that's a guy that you need to bet right now today at 20-1 over at BetMGM. You also need to bet whoever you like, the quarterback in the Alabama-Georgia game. If you have a strong opinion, whether it's Gunnar Stockton or Ty Simpson, I tend to like Maiava more, but whichever your opinion is in that game, there's going to be a winner, and that price is going to drop quite a bit after that game, a marquee game in that 7:30 window. You also need to bet that. I'm not into Drew Aller. I think his stats suck. His team is awesome. I would never bet Aller even with this price, but Dante Moore, if you're bullish on the Oregon Ducks, this Saturday, you also need to bet Dante Moore to win the Heisman Trophy over at 12-1. There are guys that you need to bet. Like, these are static numbers right now where we make it legendary. There's a lot of value, but Maiava is the number one guy you need to bet right now today to win the Heisman because he has the best numbers of any quarterback in the country, and now he has a primetime spot. Big noon kickoff taking on Illinois, a defense that's just allowed 63 points. this past Saturday, Mayava and USC, that offense has been the best in the country. That's a guy at 20-1 that I would be betting and already bet this afternoon. Just happened to be good luck, I guess, or whatever, good fortune that this ended up happening. But Mayava right now is a bet to be made as of this moment.
Drew Aller, 30-1 at BetMGM. Dante Moore, Oregon quarterback at 12. It looks like the new favorite, whenever BetMGM chain, it takes Mateer off the board. The new favorite will be Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback. Femi, in case people are thinking, like, should I bet Fernando Mendoza? Indiana taking on Iowa this weekend. Demolished Illinois, obviously, this weekend. Kurt Cignetti and company. What about Mendoza, the line for Indiana?
I would not bet it. The move has happened. If you bet it last week prior to the game against Illinois, congratulations. You have a great number, and you're kind of in the dance right now to see if you can go ahead and get this one home. I just don't believe that Indiana is good as what we saw last week. I think that was more about Illinois, to be quite honest. Indiana's going to be a good team, probably win 9, maybe 10 games this season. The win total's around that range. I just think that other guys are going to win this award, even though his numbers are really good. Like, we saw Nathan Rourke's numbers were really good last year as well. Like, we're starting to learn that this Kirk Cignetti offense and what they're doing is really strong, but these quarterbacks, I don't think, are going to get the actual credit because they're marquee games against the Big Ten upper echelons, your Penn States and your Oregons. How do you think those games are going to go? Like, we all love this story, but they're not on that level.
I want to interrupt to say this, Femi, because I'm refreshing it now. So Mendoza is now the favorite at BetMGM. Mateer is still listed and is the second choice on the board. So Mendoza plus 650, Mateer plus 700. So, like, Mateer is zero to win this award in your estimation.
He is a zero. He's an absolute zero. He's going to miss a month. Like, that is an absolute zero to win this award. The next time we see him is probably in November. Buddy, out of mind, out of sight. Like, that's not
Mayava is still 20. Ty Simpson of Alabama is still 20. Gunnar Stockton is still 14. Dante Moore is still 12. Drew Aller is still 30. So this is like it's moving, but it's moving at a glacial pace here. Mateer still listed. I'm refreshing again to see where we're at. Yes, John Mateer is still listed. Yeah. Nothing else has changed except for Mendoza being moved to the favorite.
Yeah, that's not right. It's just not right, flat out. Like, these guys that we talked about, those numbers should not be the same. Like, the market should completely be different than what it is. And other sports books have changed their numbers or whatever. So make sure you make it legendary and take advantage of this. But that is just not right. Like, those guys should not be 20-1, 14-1 or whatever, because there's somebody in there taking up 7-1 kind of win probability who literally cannot win the award. It's over for John Mateer. And I'm sorry to anybody who bet him. Like, that's a bad beat and it sucks. We've all been there before in these awards markets. We were there with Franz Wagner for Most Improved Player, where we're jamming cash outs trying to get money last year in the NBA. It happens. It's unfortunate, but the guy literally cannot win the award. He's a zero and should not be priced as such.
And he's plus 700. He's the second choice. I will refresh one more time here. We'll move on. Yes, Mateer is still listed. So per Femi, whoever the quarterback of the team that you think will win, Oregon and Penn State, Dante Moore is 12, Drew Aller is 30. The quarterback of the team that you think will win, Georgia, Alabama, Ty Simpson, 20 of Alabama, Gunnar Stockton of Georgia is at 14. Femi likes Jaden Mayava, the USC quarterback. He is at 20. As I'll tell you what, man, this is absolutely fascinating, this Heisman Trophy market right now. Jeremiah Smith's at 16, Joey Aguilar of Tennessee at 15.
Nobody's grabbed control. I love Mayava just because we know what Lincoln Riley's background is. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, he produces
Mateer
Heisman
is off
Trophy
the board.
Winners.
Mateer's been pulled by MGM, so he's no longer listed. Well, no, he is listed. He's 20. Now he's 22-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
we know where these things are supposed to go with USC and Lincoln Riley. Like, Caleb Williams had a strong year. Kyler Murray obviously won the award. Caleb Williams won the award. Baker Mayfield won the award. Is Jaden Mayaba those guys? We're going to wait and find out. But so far, statistically, he's them and even more. So I like buying in, especially at the price.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth will join us coming up in 10 minutes. Femi and I will run through NFL injury news next hour as well. It's a good job by Femi breaking down the Heisman Trophy market over at BetMGM. All right. An NFL piece of news that I want to discuss here to end hour number one. The New York Football Giants, my New York Football Giants, did and made official exactly what I told you was going to happen yesterday. When Brian Daboll was non-committal about Russell Wilson remaining the starting quarterback, once he said that we're evaluating everything, there was a 100% chance that Jackson Dart would be named the starter. And that happened earlier today. So Russell Wilson to the bench. Jackson Dart will start for the New York Football Giants on Sunday at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. And there's a million reasons why this is the right move for the Giants. And I've seen some say that, you know, they're rushing Jackson Dart because, you know, Daboll wants to save his job and they're going to get booed out of the building if they play Russell Wilson. And I certainly understand that. Like, I understand everyone that thinks, like, maybe they're rushing this a little bit. I get it. But you have to play the kid. Like, you have to. You cannot throw Russell Wilson out there again. You can't play Jameis Winston after you invested first-round capital in Jackson Dart. Like, you don't draft Jackson Dart not to play him when the other quarterbacks aren't going to win you games. So I agree with this. Even if I think Daboll and Shane are the worst, and I do, I agree with this decision to play Jackson Dart on Sunday. Now, under the umbrella of you can't make this up, you know, I failed to mention this yesterday in my fury about the Giants, that for the third consecutive year, Graham Gano is hurt entering a game and he's the Giants kicker during the game and he can't kick. For three straight years, this has happened. The Giants signed Younghoe Koo to their practice squad. It's just like, it's like an SNL routine. Like, you can't, like, I want someone to come out and tell me, like, when Tom Pelissero hit send on the tweet that Younghoe Koo will be, like, the Giants' new kicker, I want him to then post a video saying, live from New York, it's Saturday night, because it can't be true. And yet it is. So let's talk about the Giants game this Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers with Jackson Dart under center. Now, this is not going to be the same offense that the Giants have been running with Russell Wilson, and it's not going to be the offense that the Giants ran with Daniel Jones the last 3 years prior to this one with Brian Daboll. The Giants are going to run like a college gimmicky offense. Like, that's what they're going to do. That's what they did in the preseason. Like, Jackson Dart has been in the NFL for three regular season games. There's no way that the Giants are running like a full-on pro-style offense game one with Jackson Dart. So I think that they're going to cater to his strengths. I think you'll see a lot of RPOs. I think you'll see a lot of quick game. And they'll take advantage of Jackson Dart's arm and his athleticism. This is not going to be a pro-style offense. And I like that. I like that in this matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers. And I said this yesterday, and this has nothing to do with Jackson Dart, as far as this matchup goes. We saw the Chargers' offensive line absolutely fail to protect Justin Herbert this past Sunday against the Denver Broncos. And if the Giants can do one thing at least decently on defense, it's rush the passer. With all these good pass rushers, Thibodeau, Burns, Carter, Sexy Dexy. The point spread of this game prior to the Dart news being announced was Chargers minus 6. BetMGM now has Chargers minus 6.5. I actually think the point spread's a little too big. I don't think the Giants are going to win, So I don't want to get ahead of myself, get over my skis here on the Giants winning the game. But I do think that the Giants defense can impact the Chargers offense. I do think this pass rush can get at Justin Herbert. And let's be crystal clear about something. It's possible that Jackson Dart's going to stink. And that after the game, we're going to say, he's way worse than Russell Wilson. But before the game starts, how can you possibly think that Dart will be as bad as Russell Wilson was on Sunday against the Chiefs? I think the Giants got better at the quarterback position. And that's an indictment on Russell Wilson. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We start the hour talking all things NFL. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.